an unexpected break in the weather means I'm able to make one more stab at the summit.
It's difficult to believe that this is the same spot as yesterday without the rain. You can actually see and look at that vista.
With the spring back in my step, the action turns up a notch and my walk penetrates the next tier of the Drakensberg. Here, I'm almost entirely surrounded by a wall of mountains. Far above, the towering spire of my cathedral continues to beckon.
We've just stepped up onto another world. Imagine if we hadn't have done this.
No.
No.
As I make my way up Swinehill, the difference between the lower and upper berg becomes even more clear. It's quite unlike any mountain range I've ever walked before.
These cunning little inclines that just get you.
They do.
It's taken over 150 million years to shape and mould these peaks. When the world's original supercontinent broke up, Africa was pulled apart. Molten lava erupted through giant fissures, creating these mighty ridges, some of the oldest on the planet,